Good morning. Is this a good volume? Hi, so my name is Joyce Farage, and I am a doctoral candidate at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. And I'm studying micronutrients, inflammation, and how those can interact and affect depression risk in women of reproductive age. I also completed my master's work at the University of Massachusetts looking at inflammation and nutritional status in women. So for today's talk, I'll be talking or focusing on depression and how B6 levels may be associated with depression in women of reproductive age, ages 15 to 49 years old, and I'll be using data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. And I have no relationships to disclose. I will give a brief background on depression and B6, and then I will jump into my presentation for the study. So what is depression? Depression is a common debilitating condition characterized by changes in cognitive function and self-attitude, mood, appetite, energy, and sleep patterns for a duration of 2 weeks or longer. This can seriously impair someone's daily life. Within the U.S., roughly 18 million people suffer from depression at some point, and it has become a major public health issue. It is the second leading cause of disease burden in the total population, following cardiovascular disease. However, among women, it is the leading cause of disease burden, as women are 2 to 3 times more likely to experience depression. And they become even more vulnerable during the pregnancy and postpartum period. So this can have severe consequences on the offspring's emotional, cognitive, and linguistic development. Now, studies on B6 and depression started back in the 1940s. In 1948, Hawking and Barsky carried out a B6 depletion study on 25 men for the duration of 2 months. And the main side effect they noticed was an unusually high degree of depression, which went away following B6 supplementation. And since then, there were a few small studies in the 1970s looking at B6 status in pregnant and postpartum women, but these were limited by small sample size and conflicting results. Since then, most studies have focused on the elderly or other very specific populations, such as individuals who have suffered from strokes or other cardiovascular conditions, as well as individuals with schizophrenia. So not many studies have focused on women, or especially women of reproductive age. Now, a recent publication from NHANES, the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, found that roughly 1/3 of women in the U.S. who do not take B6 supplements have B6 deficiency. And this is defined as a plasma PLP level of less than 20 nanomoles per liter. However, among supplement users, 15% of them had B6 deficiency. So given that such a large proportion of women in the U.S. have low B6 levels, it's interesting to try to find out how B6 could be linked to depression in this population, especially given the fact that B6 supplementation can alleviate B6 deficiency. So a little bit of background on B6. It is a water-soluble vitamin that can be found in many food sources in the U.S. in the American diet, including whole grain products, fortified cereal, meat, fish, and poultry, and non-citrus fruits such as bananas. Vitamin B6 is an umbrella term for 6 different isomers. However, the most abundant and bioactive form is known as PLP. It stands for pyridoxal 5-phosphate. I'll be referring to it as PLP for the rest of the study or the presentation. So PLP functions as a coenzyme in over 100 enzymatic reactions in the body, involved in nucleic acid synthesis, in heme synthesis, as well as lipid, amino acid, and carbohydrate metabolism. It is of special interest because B6 is required for neurotransmitter synthesis. In order for us to convert tryptophan to serotonin and tyrosine to dopamine, which can then be converted to epinephrine and norepinephrine, we need B6. And all of these have been linked to mood. So we wanted to see whether B6 status was inversely related to depression severity productive age in the U.S. In order to do so, we did a secondary data analysis of NHANES, which is the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. It is a national database put together by the CDC, and it aims to assess the nutrition and health status of individuals in the U.S., non-institutionalized children and adults. So they go all around the country, and they collect data, rendering it a cross-sectional study. And the data collection has two components. One of them is a physical examination, where they collect blood. Therefore, plasma pyridoxal 5-phosphate was able to be assessed, and we'll be referring to this as the nutritional status, not the dietary intake of B6. And during the other component, they did in-person interviews where they collected information on depression using the Patient Health Questionnaire 9. Now, this questionnaire is a 9-item questionnaire that assesses the frequency of these 9 depression symptoms for the duration of the past 2 weeks. And it has been validated for use in the community. And it also has a high internal consistency and specificity and sensitivity with relation to major depressive diagnosis. In our sample, we're able to include 3,192 women ages 15 to 49. And we follow standard weight analysis for the NHANES data. So we found that 73% of our population reported no depression symptoms. That would be a score between 0 and 4. Then 17% reported mild depression, which would be a score between 5 and 9. And then 9% roughly reported a depression score of 10 or higher, which would be a clinically significant depression score. This is a little bit higher than the national average for women, that is about 6 to 7%. With regards to vitamin B6, we found that 33% of our population had suboptimal B6 levels. 20% of them had B6 insufficiency, and this was characterized by a plasma POP level between 20 and 30 nanomoles per liter, and 13% of our population had B6 deficiency. This was characterized by a plasma POP level less than 20 nanomoles per liter. These are some of the covariates that we found were associated with B6 deficiency. We saw that those with B6 deficiency tended to be a little bit older, had higher body mass index, slightly higher inflammation levels, and higher depression score. These were all significant in ANOVA. So we wanted to see if the proportion of women with a score of 10 or higher, which is clinically significant depression, differed by B6 status. And we found that among women with normal B6 levels, 6% of them had a high depression score, which doubled to 11% for those with B6 insufficiency. And that again doubled to 21% for those with B6 deficiency. And the differences were statistically significant. So another way of visualizing this is we plotted a two-way scatter plot with continuous plasma POP on the y-axis, and then we have the depression score on the x-axis ranging from 0 to 27. I want to pay special attention to the middle vertical line. That is at a score of 10 or higher, so everything to the right of this line will be considered a clinically significant depression score. And I want to draw special attention to the bottom right side of this graph. As you can see, that many of those women who had high depression scores were also low on the plasma PLP, so they were either close to or below the B6 insufficiency line or the B6 deficiency line. So we wanted to run a trend test. This is another way of visualizing the same association. We still have plasma PLP on the y-axis, and then we have depression categories. These are already established categories. So we can see that in the first box plot, those are women with no depression, and you can see the median plasma PLP. The second box plot represents women with mild depression, followed by moderate depression and moderate to severe depression. And we found a significant linear trend of decreasing plasma POP levels as depression severity increased. We found that among women who had moderate to severe depression, they had four times the odds of having B6 deficiency compared to women with no depression. And this was adjusted for age, smoking, oral contraceptive use, and inflammation. With regards to vitamin B6 deficiency, we found that women with moderate to severe depression had five times the odds of having B6 deficiency compared to those women with no depression. Again, only the moderate to severe depression categories had significant findings after adjusting for age, smoking, oral contraceptive use, and inflammation. So, till this day, the biological etiology of depression remains unclear, but it seems that depression might be playing a role in its development. We found that B6 status was inversely related to depression severity in U.S. women, and this was strongest among those with moderate to severe depression. We found evidence that would suggest that perhaps high B6 levels might be protective against depression, but we also found evidence that would suggest that perhaps those with depression might have lower B6 levels. So we don't know the directionality of this association. And because this was a cross-sectional survey, we could not determine the temporal association. It could be that women who are depressed are eating less nutritious foods or not taking supplements, leading to lower B6 status. Or it could be that women with depression have increased vitamin B6 needs due to another underlying condition. So our future steps would be to investigate how another condition such as inflammation could be modifying this association between B6 and depression. Something else we'd like to do is, because depression is such a complex construct with so many different symptoms and combinations of symptoms, we want to see whether B6 is related perhaps to several symptoms of depression, like somatic symptoms or non-somatic symptoms, as opposed to depression as a whole. And finally, we will need a prospective study in order to find out the directionality of this association. And ultimately, this line of research will help come up with new ways to treat and manage depression, including nutritional supplementations. Thank you.